Blog Talk Radio.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story. My lowest.
Good afternoon, good evening, welcome to Jesus the Only Way radio blog. My name is Faith Dean and I am your host. To all those out there listening, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Glory,
glory,
hallelujah. Thank
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Today, we are honored to have one of our special guests. He has been on the radio blog before, but today is a new day. He will be speaking on what the Lord has placed on his heart. His name is Apostle Bishop Douglas A. Taylor Vrain. Before we get started, Sister Beverly, would you like to open us up in prayer? Let's see. Deacon Chapman, would you like to open us up in prayer?
Yes. Father God, as we come before you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, show us the way. Lord, we beseech thee mercifully to receive the prayers of thy people who call upon thee, and grant that they may both perceive and know what things they ought to do. And also, Father, may grace and power and faithfulness to fulfill the same through our Lord and Savior Jesus our Christ, Father. And, oh God, bless Sister Faith and her radio station, Father. And I pray that you bless the vessel that has been chosen for to bring a word today, Father. And may what is be spoken touch a heart, open a heart, as it did Lydia in Acts 16, Father. Because, Father, we need heaven to wake us up. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Deacon Chapman. Apostle Bishop Douglas A. Taylor, you can go ahead and start.
All right. Well, first of all, I'm honored to be here with Jesus the Only Way, certainly with my good friend Faith and with Deacon Chapman. I'm honored, always honored to be able to speak what thus saith the Lord. And today I'm going to try to put a quart in a pint, as I oftentimes say, because I tend to have a lot and I have to bring it in. So you please bear with me on that. And if I seem to be going on too long, Faith, you maybe can give me a cue there. I won't feel anything wrong with you letting me know if I'm going on too long. But I want to talk today about evidence that deserves a verdict, and that's from Matthew, the 16th chapter. We live in the age of one-stop shopping. Convenience stores and mini marts frequent many corners in our cities. These places are not only convenient, but you can buy about everything from dairy products to hardware, cases of oil and gas for your motor vehicle. They are correctly called convenience stores, and dare say you're probably like my home. We do have a little metal magnet on our refrigerator that says "Born to Shop." And I just wonder if we have any listeners today who also may have that on their refrigerator. Because if you do, I'm going to take you on a shopping spree with me. You see, I was walking down life's highway a long time ago. One day I saw a sign that read Heaven's Grocery Store. As I got a little closer to the door, it came open wide. And when I came to myself, I was standing inside. I saw a host of angels. They were standing everywhere. One handed me a basket and said, "My child, shop with care. Everything a Christian needed was in this grocery store, and all you couldn't carry, you could come back the next day for more. First, I got some patience. Love was in the same row. Further down was understanding. You need that everywhere you go. I got a box or two of wisdom, a bag or two of faith. I couldn't miss the Holy Ghost, for he was all over the place. I stopped to get some strength and courage to help me run this race. By then my basket was getting full, but I remembered I needed some grace. I didn't forget salvation, for salvation that was free. So I tried to get enough of that to save both you and me. Then I started up to the counter to pay my grocery bill, for I thought I had everything to do my master's will. As I went up to the aisle, I saw prayer, and I just had to put that in, for I knew when I stepped outside, I'd run right into sin. Peace and joy were plentiful. They were on the last shelf. Song and praise were hanging near, so I just helped myself. Then I said to the angel, now how much do I owe? He just smiled and said, just take them everywhere you go. Again, I smiled at him and said, how much do I really owe? He smiled again and said, my child, Jesus paid your bill a long, long time ago. Perhaps you're unsure today about whether your bill of life has been paid, and wonder who would be so benevolent as to pay such a high price for your low living. Well, I would like to address this today. Many charismatic persons have applied for this position, and numerous methods have been employed, but all have led to bitter disappointment, utter frustration, and deep despair. Buddha could not. Confucius could not. Zoroaster could not. Mohammed nor Malcolm could not. Martin nor Mandela could pay this bill. Not Moses, the deliverer, not Joshua, the warrior, not Elijah, the great prophet, nor his spiritual son, Elijah. Not David, a man after God's own heart, nor his son Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived. Not the learned apostle Paul, who spoke 7 different languages and wrote over 2/3 of the New Testament. Brothers and sisters, not Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, not even the Mother Mary of Jesus could save our dying souls. Do you know that Stephen was crucified for this man, Jesus? James, the son of Zebedee, was beheaded for him. Philip was crucified for him. Matthew was slain with a battle axe for him. James, his brother, was beaten, stoned, and his brains bashed out. Matthias was beheaded, and Andrew was crucified. Mark was dragged. Peter was crucified upside down. Jude was crucified. Bartholomew was cruelly beaten and crucified. Thomas was thrust through with a spear. Luke was hanged. John, the beloved disciple, was put into a cauldron of boiling oil. Would these great men suffer so greatly and die for a lie? Would you? I ask you once again, who was this man who, except for one brief period during his childhood, travels were limited to an area about the size of the state of Vermont, some 200 miles in distance, but today whose influence is literally felt around the world? Who is this man who had no formal education, but thousands of universities, seminaries, colleges, and schools have been founded in his name? Who is a man who in his own lifetime was relatively unknown outside of his own small country, but in the current edition of the Encyclopedia Britannica, the entry on his name runs nearly 30,000 words. This man who, without money and arms, conquered more millions than Alexander the Great, Augustus Caesar, Muhammad, and Napoleon. A man who, without science and technology, shed more light on things human and divine than philosophers and scholars combined. A man without the eloquence of schools spoke such words of life as we were never spoken to before. Produce effects which lie beyond the reach of all orators and poets. Saint or sinner, Christ or crank, Messiah or madman, demented or divine, legend or lunatic, liar or Lord, the most important question in the world today is, who is this man called Jesus? Well, I'm going to hold trial today. I'm going to hold trial to find out who this man is. And so my subject for this message, for this message, is evidence that deserves a verdict. I'm going to call my first witness. But before I do that, let me just say that I'll be the prosecuting attorney. You'll be the jury, my listeners. And we're going to put this man on trial to see who he is. The first person that I would like to call is none other than Brother John. Brother John, would you please come to the witness stand? Raise your right hand and place your left hand on the Bible. Brother John, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Your Honor, I do. Brother John, what do you know about the defendant, this man called Jesus? Well, Your Honor, let me start off by making this declaration. This man, Jesus, existed before time and was known as the Word. So I, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, penned these words in the gospel named after me. Your Honor, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same in the beginning, before time, was with God. And Your Honor, all things were made by Him, and without Him was anything not made that was made. In this man, Jesus, Your Honor, he was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And the Word, Your Honor, was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. You see, Your Honor, this man, Jesus, it was written in the book of Revelation, He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, which is and which was and which is to come. He knows the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning and everything in between. Your Honor, this man Jesus is Alpha and Omega, but He's everything within. He is Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon, Zeta, Eta, Theta, Iota, Kappa, Lambda, Mu, Nu, Xi, Omicron, Pi, Rho, Sigma, Tau, Upsilon, Phi, Chi, Psi, Omega. He is the beginning and He is the end. Your Honor, Jesus was not born in Rainbow Children's Hospital or Baby's Hospital of Bethlehem. He wasn't born in the Bethlehem Sheraton, not even in Motel 6, but in a stable of noisy, smelly animals whose very breath probably kept the baby Jesus warm. Jesus was born in someone else's manger, hung on someone else's cross, buried in someone else's tomb, and died for someone else's sin. And that is why we sing, "Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord." And while I'm at it, I adore Him because the Lord saved me. Your Honor, that was, to me, the greatest miracle that has ever been given. You see, Your Honor, His grace and His mercy was greater than my sin. For I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the Master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the water He lifted me. Your Honor, safe am I. You see, Your Honor, God is love, and love lifted me. When nothing else would help, love lifted me. And that's why today, Your Honor, I have the joy, 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 down in my heart, down in my heart to say. And I can say like Nehemiah, the joy of the Lord is my strength. You see, my joy is not based on my circumstances, Your Honor. Not based on what I got in my back pocket. Not based on what I'm wearing, Lord. Not based on the home that I live in, Lord. But my joy is based on a relationship with Almighty God. And yes, Your Honor, when I talk about Jesus, Lord, I tell you, I feel good like I knew I would. Well, John, you made your point. I'm going to ask that you take your seat. Let's call on the next witness. Let's call on King David. King David, I, the prosecuting attorney, would like to call my second witness, a man and a defendant after God's own heart, a shepherd boy who became the king of Israel. King David, would you take the stand, please? Raise your right hand and place your left hand on the Bible. David, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God. Your Honor, I do. Your Honor, I wrote these verses of scripture about Jesus. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Your Honor, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Your Honor, as the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee. Oh, God, God is my refuge and strength. Oh, thank you, Lord. A very present help in the time of trouble. For thou hast been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. Great is the Lord, Your Honor, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within him. Bless his holy name. Well, David, you've said enough. Please take your seat, David. Let me call next the Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul, I've sworn you in, and you have sworn to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God. Well, Your Honor, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. You see, Your Honor, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name Jesus every knee shall bow. You see, Your Honor, cancer is a name, but there's a name above cancer. Heart disease is a name, but there's a name above heart disease. The diabetes is a name, but there's a name above diabetes. And, Your Honor, I say to you that today, that name is Jesus. Thank you, Lord, thank you. And I tell you, I got healed by calling on that name. I got saved by calling on that name, Lord, Your Honor, because I realize that that name will make demons tremble. I thank you, Lord, that God is immutable. He's the same yesterday as he was yesterday, today, and forever. Well, Paul, now you must bring your testimony to an end. You're talking a lot. So I need for you to bring it to an end. Well, Your Honor, let me just say this. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, Your Honor, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever shall call on the name Jesus shall be saved. Well, let's go to our last witness. Your Honor, I, the prosecuting attorney, would like to call my final witness, and he is none other than the defendant himself, the Christ. Jesus, would you please take the stand? Jesus, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Yes, Your Honor, I am. But Jesus, I don't think you heard the bailiff. Did you understand the question? The question is, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Yes, Your Honor, I am. Okay, Jesus, you proceed. Your Honor, I couldn't find anyone greater to swear by, so I'm going to swear by myself. Your Honor, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. Your Honor, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the true vine. Your Honor, excuse me if I'm acting strange, but it's because of the anointing. You see, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Y'all, I must declare that there's simply no one like me, Jesus. My word is true. It cannot return void. My love is real. No greater love than a man laying down his life for a friend.
Okay.
My ways are just.
You know what?
My ways are above your ways.
Sure.
My name is holy. In heaven I am worshipped 24/7. My grace is sufficient. In fact, it's simply amazing. My yoke is easy, Your Honor, and my burden is light. Thank you, Lord, thank you. Glory to God. I'm getting a little happy here now. My peace is perfect. I am the Prince of Peace. Thank you, Lord, thank you. And I tell you, listeners, hallelujah, hi, he is the Prince of Peace. He is first in peace. He'll give you a peace that passes all understanding. Thank you, Lord, thank you. Sometimes late in the midnight hour. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord, thank you. When I can't seem to rest, can't seem to get my sleep, because the psychiatrist said to me, I'm a Vietnam vet, 5th Special Operations Squadron. The psychiatrist said to me, she said, are you able to go to sleep? I said, well, I am able to go to sleep, but sometimes what I have to do is I just have to let the devil know, if you don't let me go to sleep, I'm going to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And I tell you, I drift right on off to sleep. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Your Honor, let me tell you this. I, Jesus, my mercy is great. My blessings are many. My joy is unspeakable. My salvation is free, and my heaven is glorious. Your Honor, I, the prosecuting attorney, have made my final plea. As the prosecuting attorney for this case, I must admit that the evidence for this man's guilt is overwhelming. Your Honor, finally, we can get to know this man, Jesus, through his word. Thank you, Lord. Christ is the central message in both the Old and New Testaments. The Old Testament conceals Christ, and the New Testament reveals him. The Old Testament prophesies him, and the New Testament produces him. The Old Testament promises him, and the New Testament presents him. The Old Testament symbolizes him, and the New Testament sacrifices him. You see, Jesus is the center of the Bible, the golden thread that runs through every book, and the message that can be seen throughout the whole Bible. From Genesis to Deuteronomy, we see the revelation of Jesus Christ. From Joshua to Esther, we see the preparation for Jesus Christ. From Job to the Song of Solomon, we see the inspiration of Jesus Christ. From Isaiah to Malachi, we see the expectation of Jesus Christ. From Matthew to John, we see the manifestation of Jesus Christ. From Acts through the epistles, we see the realization of Jesus Christ. And from the book of Revelation, we see the culmination of Jesus Christ. Now understand the phrase that Jesus is all in all, for all that I need is in Jesus. Jesus is in every book of the Bible. And I beseech thee, listeners, and to the judge, I plead with you, get to know this man Jesus. Thank you, Lord, thank you. There have been many, many times when I faced death's door. 5 operations with cancer. My wife is up at the oncologist now, and I started to break this session today, but I wouldn't do it. My wife had cancer taken out of her colon, same cancer that I had,
okay,
as large as her fist. My wife, we went there yesterday. They said they didn't like what they found on her liver, and she's up now talking to them about that. But I tell you that I trust God. Hallelujah. You see, as I said earlier to Faith, that God does not give hard tests to timid people. And so if you're going through today, you need to understand that there's a God who is your refuge and strength. There's a God that is your strong tower. There's a God that said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I can remember when I was in Vietnam, 38 specific rocket attacks and missiles coming at us. I can remember every one of them. I can remember the times when they were shooting at us and trying to overtake us. I can remember those things. But thank God there was prophecy over my life. God had said to me at 8 years old, this boy is a preacher. I can remember when I came back from Vietnam. I was both homicidal and suicidal. I was afraid of my own feelings, so much so until my wife, she didn't understand what I'd been through. I had been changed from Vietnam. And so I decided I would leave her, something I said I'd never do because my father didn't raise me. My father was in prison when I was in college. I washed dishes to get through college. Thank you, Lord, thank you. But God, he made a way. I left my wife and I went to live in a condemned building in New York City where everybody was drug addicts and breaking in and stealing stuff. And so it was so bad that I put a knife on a broom handle, and that's how I'd answer my door because I knew that death was all around. In fact, I was back in Vietnam all over again. Had left IBM where I was a salesman. Now I'm living in a condemned building in the lower part of Manhattan. No lights, no electric, no bed, no refrigerator. Oh, but one day I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. Glory to God. Hey, thank you. And I went to a used bookstore, and I got me a Revised Standard Bible. And I went back to my roots because I was raised in the church. I used to ring the bell to summon people to church. My great-grandfather founded the church. My uncle was the pastor. My grandfather was the senior deacon. He led the prayer meeting. And then my grandmother was the secretary treasurer. So I was raised in the church. I got a gold star every Sunday for perfect attendance. I used to ring the bell, bringing people to Jesus. And there was prophecy on my life. Thank you, Lord, thank you. And I tell you, laying there on the floor, that day I went up, I got my digit. Y'all know what that is. I got my digit. And I went to a used bookstore, and I got that Bible. And I came back to that apartment, and I opened the Bible, and it opened up to Psalm 23. Hey, thank you, Lord, thank you. And it read, there the Lord is. And it dropped into me like a ton of bricks. Glory to God. Hey, thank you, Lord, thank you. I realized that he was everything I needed. He said that I should not want. Thank you, Lord, thank you. And glory to God. Hallelujah. I started to see that I had to change my life. Hey, I called on the Lord. I called on the Savior. I said, Lord, if you will save my soul, I know it's traded away, but if you will save my soul, Lord, I promise you I'll give my life to you. Thank you, Lord, thank you. I tell you, saints, today, hallelujah, that they thought I wasn't going to make it. I was so skinny I couldn't get up out of the bed. Hey, thank you, Lord, thank you. One night the Grim Reaper came for me in the hospital. He was very enchanting. He said, you're going with me. But I tell you, as my bed in that hospital starts sinking, and it starts sinking, and it starts sinking. But I said, wait a minute, devil. I recognized by the Spirit who he was, and I realized that I was seated in heaven, in holy places, and my bed started coming back up. Thank you, Lord, thank you. And then not too long ago, my wife fell and she broke her leg. My wife has my praise team. She broke her leg. Then found out that there was a problem with her gallstone, so they took her gallstone out. And then about 5 months ago, the doctor found cancer the size of a fist in her colon. Oh, thank you, Lord. She tried the chemo, but it just didn't agree with her. And we both decided that we would call on God. You see, my wife and I, we take communion every morning. Oh, thank you, Lord, thank you, because we realize we need a common union with our Savior. Thank you, Lord, thank you. And so yesterday we went to the doctor, and the doctor, they said that they found two lesions on her liver. Oh, but I tell you, we call on the name of the Lord. I preached a sermon Sunday called Fight the Good Fight of Faith, because the sooner we find out that life is not a playground but a battlefield, the best we will be. And I tell you, faith is like a missile. In fact, it's like an intercontinental ballistic missile. It goes straight to God. And I tell you right now, my brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you. Hallelujah, because I said I'm sometimes disappointed, but I'm never defeated. I don't know the word quit, because I know that the Lord is with me, and he's taken me all the way from earth to glory. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen. I am, like, totally blessed. I almost wanted to take my phones off and just jump all over the place. I am truly blessed and so inspired by your word today.
Praise God.
It even put tears in my eyes that how good a God we serve. He is such an awesome God. And I am truly thankful and honored of you coming on today. You gave us a word out of this world today. And we have gotten to the end. And I am truly blessed. I thank you so much, Apostle Bishop Douglas A. Taylor Rain. Thank you so much. That was a word very encouraging.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. And with that, Deacon Chapman, would you close us in prayer?
Father, as we come to a close this another day on this radio station, Father, we're thanking you for a word that's spoken. And Almighty God and most merciful Father, who has given us a new commandment that we should love one another, give us also grace that we may fulfill it, Lord. Make us gentle, courteous, and forbearing. Direct our lives so that we may look to the good of others in word and deed. And hallow all our friendships by the blessings of your Spirit. For his sakes, who loved us and gave himself for us, Jesus our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, your only begotten Son, your resurrected Son, that's sitting on your right hand, being our advocate against the accuser, Father. And, oh, Father, we pray that somebody was blessed today. Blessed,
yes,
sister,
Lord.
Father. Peace and blessings, Father, and grace to Pastor and Bishop Douglas Taylor. And we thank you, Father, that we may all assemble again, Father, and listen to another testimony, Father, according to your word. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I am so blessed. Thank you so much, Apostle Douglas A. Taylor Rain. Thank you so much. God is with you and your family. God
bless
you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
And amen. And everyone, all of you have a good evening and tune in next Wednesday. And God
amen.
Bless you. Amen.
You. Some people have seen where God has brought you from. You don't really understand it.